There are 2 points I want to address before we get to the parasha. First one is we had a very, very exciting event here tonight. Binyamin Ovadia finished Masechet Yoma. That's a huge deal. It's 86 pages of Talmud, almost 87 pages of Talmud. That's a huge amount of learning, and it's a big deal. It's a very, very big deal. And whenever we attend Siyumim, it should inspire us. You know, my big brother once told me, as often as possible, make Siyumim, and as often as possible, attend Siyumim, because it's very hard to finish things. When you go to a Siyum, so it inspires you. Someone finished something. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, under the laws of learning Torah, there's a section about the obligation to make a Siyum. Make a festive meal or something small in honor of the time you finish learning something. It's very important to stop what you're doing and notice that you've accomplished something. Part of the reason we don't have as much excitement over what we do is because we don't exactly realize what we've done. That's one of the advantages of having to-do lists. When you check things off the list, then you see you actually did something. If you could spend your whole day doing things, and at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what did I do? And you're not sure what you have to show for it. And the same thing could happen in a week. The same thing could happen in a month. Same thing could happen in a year. And the same thing can also happen over larger courses of time. When a person has a list, when a person has set goals, and when a person accomplishes and he makes a siyum, so there's that satisfaction. I did it. That's a very big deal. So that's halacha, that when we finish something that we've worked hard at in learning Torah, and we finish, it could be a segment, we make a siyum. When I was in Rav David Feinstein's shiur, every perek he'd order pizza. He didn't say the whole Hadron and the Kaddish, but we'd celebrate every chapter we finished. There's a famous story about a Jew who came to Rabbi Feinstein's yeshiva, and he said he had never learned Talmud. He was an old man, and he asked that they learn with him, and he learned word by word by word, and he'd review it and review the sentence structure, and it took him a long time. I don't know if it was a year or 2 years until he finished his first page of Talmud. And every day he'd come and he'd sit and learn and study until he understood that word and then the next word and then the logic and then what's going on, back and forth, until he finished one page of Talmud. And he went to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and he asked him, he said, it's the first time in my life I finished a page of Talmud. I would like to celebrate. Rabbi Feinstein said, for sure, I'll come, make a siyum. And so he made a huge meal in the yeshiva, you know. Set up all the tables, invited his relatives, made a huge, huge siyum, and celebrated. And Rabbi Feinstein sat with him the whole event, and he celebrated that he finished one page in Talmud, and he passed away that week. It's a famous story that he had worked for a year or two to finish one page of Talmud, and then he celebrated that he had finished one page in Talmud, and that was his last week of his life. So it's very important that we stop and celebrate when we finish something and accomplish something. Now, we say a hadron. What are we saying? We're saying in Aramaic, because that was the spoken language in the days of Talmud. And we're saying like this. Hadron Allah, we should return to you. Masechet Yoma in this case. Tractate Yoma. The hadrach alan, and you should come back to us. Meaning I should revisit, I should relearn you, but you should also come back to me. Should be a part of me. Da'atan alach, our mind should be on you, Masechet Yoma, Tractate Yoma. Ve'ta'atach alan, and you should be thinking of us. Lo nit neshei minach, we shouldn't forget you, Masechet Yoma, Tractate Yoma. Ve'lo tit neshei minan, and you shouldn't be forgotten from us. Right, so here it's a flip. We shouldn't be forgotten from you, you shouldn't be forgotten from us. Lo ba'al ma'adein, not in this world, ve'lo ba'al ma'adati, not in the next world. And we say it three times. Now the word hadron in Aramaic means to review, to come back. In Hebrew, it means to glorify. We glorify an older person, we say, hadarta p'nei zaken, glorify him, treat him in a glorified, in a way that shows you value him. So Rav Margaliot suggests that that's also what we're saying here. Hadran Alach, we should be a glory to you. If I walk around and people know I learned tractate Yuma, I should be an honor to the tractate I learned, the Hadrachalan, and it should be my glory too that I learned that tractate. And then we have a prayer. May it be the will before you, Hashem, our God and the God of our fathers, that your Torah should be our trade. You could learn Torah, but it could be on the side. You could learn Torah and you could say, that's my trade. My focus is my learning Torah. Other things are on the side in this world, and it should be with us in the world to come. Then we recount the children of Rav Papa. The children of Rav Papa were killed by the Roman Empire, and they said they don't want them to be remembered. They wanted to annihilate the memory of Rav Papa by wiping out his descendants. Rav Papa was the prince of the time. He was the head of the academy. And they purposely wanted to eradicate the memory of Rav Papa. So because the Romans saw in Rav Papa and his descendants a great source of Torah for the Jewish people, and so they went against them, every time we make a siyum, we mention them. We say these people will not be annihilated from the Jewish people. This was a purposeful annihilation. Their goal was to erase their memory and sever our tradition. So whenever we make a siyum, we mention all the children of Rav Papa. And then we ask Hashem HaRevna, Hashem, please make your Torah sweet in our mouths and the mouths of all of Israel. And may we and our children and the children of all of Israel learn Torah. And then we quote Pesukim. May your mitzvos help me outsmart my enemies. And enemies here doesn't have to be physical enemies. It could also be our spiritual enemies. We have challenges in life. And the mitzvos can give us the tools to overcome those challenges. Yehi libi tamim bechukecha, may my heart be whole with your way of life, Hashem, leman lo yivosh, so I shouldn't be embarrassed. Because one of our challenges in life, one of the great sources of shame we have, is when we're caught as hypocrites. We all have a certain element of hypocrisy, and we all try to present the facade of living by what we believe, and then when we're suddenly not perfect, so then we feel bad and we're embarrassed. We pray, may it be your will, Hashem, that I should be whole in my observance of your Torah, so I shouldn't be embarrassed. Le'olam yashkach pikudecha, I will never forget your commandments. Kivam chiitani, through your commandments you gave me life. Blessed are you, Hashem. Please teach me your way of life. Amen, amen, amen. And then we thank Hashem that we merited to learn in an academy, that there are plenty of people out there who sit on the sides and they're not too productive in life. And we thank Hashem we're not with them. They get up early and we get up early. We get up early to learn Torah. They get up early to gamble, to do other things that are wasteful. We work hard and they work hard. We work hard, but we're getting something for it. They're working hard and they're not getting something for it. We run after something, they run after something. We run towards the world to come and they run towards their own destruction. As the verse describes, that when people are deceitful, they shorten their lives. And our goal is to trust in Hashem. And then a person adds another prayer, may it be your will, Hashem, just as you assisted me to complete this tractate, you should help me start other works and to conclude them, to learn and to teach, to keep the words of the Torah with love, not just to adhere to them, with love, ba'ava. And the merit of the rabbis who I learned should stand by me and my descendants, that the Torah should remain with me and my descendants forever. And we conclude with a request. The verse says, when you walk, the Torah should be your guide. When you lie down, it should protect you. When you wake up, it should be your conversation. So we ask Hashem, that's the type of life we want to lead. And we also ask, Kivi yirbu yamecha, the pasuk says, through Torah we will have longevity. And we ask Hashem that should be fulfilled in us. May Hashem give strength to His people Israel. May Hashem bless His nation with peace. And then we say a Kaddish. Now this Kaddish, the Yemenites say every day. We have a custom that we say a different Kaddish. Oh, you should know this Kaddish, you Yemenite, you. He should know it. So what is this Kaddish? Yitgadah v'yitgadash me'rabah, may Hashem's great name be sanctified and even greater. And here we, in every Kaddish, we're discussing the fact that Hashem's name is not so great in this world. It's not revealed as being great because we live in a world where it seems like the survival of the fittest. In this world, we know the world will still be rejuvenated. There's still new things yet to come in this world. Hashem will resurrect the dead. La'achaya, to give back life, meitaya, to the dead. U'la'asaka yaton l'chaye alma, and to bring them to the eternal life. U'lemim ne'kata di Yerushalayim, Hashem is still going to rebuild the city of Jerusalem. U'le'shechlala yechela b'gavir, and Hashem will build his home within Jerusalem. U'le'me'ekal pulchana nucha minara, Hashem will still uproot all paganism from the land. U'le'atava pulchana dishmaya la'atrei, and we anticipate how Hashem will return the service of Hashem to its right place. And then we go on with the regular Kaddish, which you guys probably know. Up until there is the Aramaic edition. Okay, so that's our Siyum. And it's a good idea to partake of a Siyum. It says it's a Sudat Mitzvah. It says that you eat a little bit from a Siyum, you partook of a Mitzvah. It says even a person in mourning, during the year they're mourning over their parents, they're allowed to partake of a Siyum. It's a real Mitzvah to have a part in it. So, Yishokach, it's like your holiday today. Okay.